Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to The Positivity Effect, episode number 64, The Connector. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, it means so much to me that The Positivity Effect is making an impact in your life, and it's been awesome hearing stories from you guys reaching out to me of how the show has impacted you and how you too are paying it forward. So thank you so much for that. And if you get a chance, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. It lets me know how much the show is making an impact, and also it helps get the word out there about The Positivity Effect. So thank you so much for that. Some quick other announcements. I'm launching a store centered around The Positivity Effect on May 1st, and there's going to be some awesome t-shirts and some other inspiring products along the way to keep you guys feeling positive and uplifted. So today I have on Devin, the Connector Bandison. Devin is so awesome. I had a chance to connect with him recently, and he's a coach who helps individuals and businesses maximize in areas like leadership, productivity, fatherhood, and work-life satisfaction. He has a TED Talk called The Most Important Question a Father Can Ask Himself, and it's a very powerful talk. I encourage you guys to head over to YouTube and search out this TED Talk. It's so powerful. And Devin, he's no stranger to adversity. Being raised in a difficult environment with a single mother and being raised up through that and then coming through that and learning how to make pivots in life and teach others from all the amazing things and lessons that he has learned throughout life. Devin truly is an awesome individual. He truly is a connector. And it's my pleasure to have him on today. You can find him at devinbandison.com and help me welcome him now to The Positivity Effect. Hey, what's up, Devin? Welcome to The Positivity Effect.
Hey, thanks for having me, Thomas. I'm excited and really excited about all the things you've been doing with your show. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Likewise. You know, it's been awesome. We had a chance to connect a little bit. And hey, man, it's kind of cool. Fellow New Yorker.
Yes, New York City, born and raised. I'm excited. Love my hometown. Love traveling, but nothing like New York, New York.
Nothing like that energy, right? You know, you leave, it's good to relax a little bit, but then sometimes you just miss that energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been lucky enough to travel with my coaching and my speaking, and about 3 or 4 days I start missing home. So I love traveling. I love seeing new environments, being in other states. But when I come home, it's that energy, like you talked about, that I instantly connect with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Devin, there is just... Man, there's so much that I want. I wish I could fit it all into this hour. There's so much to talk with you about because there's just so much to you. You know, there's so much substance of your life experiences and where it brought you to who you are today. And you know, I want to get into your history, but first off, I just want to ask you, where'd you get the nickname, the Connector?
Great question. So the Connector, actually, a coach of mine back a few years back had ran this class for about 40 of the best coaches in the world. And, you know, somewhere through the class came up and, you know, I'm a guy who when we're in the room, like not only do I connect, I feel like there's an energy that I love to connect with people with, but also I come from a place of service. So if, for instance, I run into you, Thomas, and you're working on something and I know someone who is doing something similar or can help you in that way, I'm very quick to be of service and connect because I know that there's enough. When you live a life of abundance, it really is all about helping and serving others. So it was a twofold definition. It was, you know, when I kind of step in a room, I down the street in New York City. I'm a guy who talks to people on the subway. You know, I just like connecting human to human, that human experience. But the second part of it is, you know, I really believe in a life of abundance and connecting people and serving people in that way.
That's such a beautiful thing, because that's really, you know, at the end of the day, we're all striving to be better. You know, everybody's striving to improve their life situation, to their career, their relationships, their body, their fitness, their everything, any aspect that makes us human, you know. And when you talk about that, just that ability to have a more of a we mentality, not a me mentality, like it's life just starts to really improve in any way. And it's like, it's interesting, you know, many times in our lives, it's easy to feel that, you know, it has to be more of a me mentality. And, you know, but when you start to recognize that, when you connect with people and all you know, you look to just improve your communication with other human beings, really life really starts to improve. So it's interesting that you said that.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. I'm a big believer that what I can't do alone, we can do together. And I think that, you know, mentality sometimes is, you know, especially in New York, you know, this old school mentality of I have to get mine, you know, I have to get mine. And in reality, the people I work with, what I've learned is, you know, through working with some of the more high achieving people in the world, is people who are super successful want to share their success. And actually living a life of abundance is the way to do it. That, you know, you don't have to go for yours. What you have to do is help enough people get theirs, and then you'll have a great reputation, and people will want to come to you for more. And I feel like it's really a difference in mindset between scarcity and abundance. You know, scarcity is kind of like, I got to get mine. I got to hoard. I got this information. I can't share it. And abundance is kind of like, hey, Thomas, you working on a podcast here? How can I help you? I've been doing this for over a year. Or I know someone who's doing this over here. I think the abundant mindset to me is kind of where I come from, and it keeps in line with who I am out here in the world.
Yeah, it's like when you start doing that with other people, it's like anytime something pops up, you're the first person they think of. You know, whether you know when there's another opportunity, and it's like all these, you know, when you have that mind of abundance, people just start to also remember you and say, hey, you know, how can I help Thomas? How can I help Devin? You know, because they've done so much for me already. And it's amazing how it comes back to you, really, not even tenfold, like 100-fold, when you really start to have that shift towards abundance.
Absolutely. And one really good book that I would recommend is Mindset. I don't know if you heard of the book Mindset by Carol Dweck. And it talks about the difference between this growth and this fixed mindset. And in many ways, you know, people get caught up in this fixed mindset that they are where they are because of some inherent talent. And in all reality, it's all about growth, man. We're all on this journey, Thomas. Nobody got this thing perfected. And it's beautiful when you can help people along the journey and show them where their rocks are. So if I made some mistakes, some of the best things I can do to help people is show them where I made the mistakes, so maybe they don't have to make the same mistakes and they can make their own new mistakes. And I think that's just like how I've tried to create my life, how I try to be a father to my children. And when you align what you're doing out here in the world with who you are, and you don't have to walk around with a mask, it's really a freedom to be like that. So I'm grateful, man. I have a life really that is abundant, and a lot of great people in it, and super grateful. But there's nowhere I'd rather be right now than on this show with you with the positivity effect.
You got me smiling, man. Thank you so much. And you know, I love that, you know, that bedrock for you is your family and your children, and for you, like, leading them, that's true leadership. You know, when we think of that word leadership. And I, you know, just for anybody that if they were to stumble, you know, if they come across your page and they read your bio, I love how you say that adversity has served as your greatest teacher. So could you share some of these moments of your life where moments that, you know, they were difficult, but they helped shape you who you are today. You know, they helped shape, you know, Devin the Connector Bandison today, you know, who he is today in 2016.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been a journey, Thomas. And for me, one of my favorite quotes, and this goes for fatherhood and this goes just in life, is don't try to inspire people by being perfect, you know? inspire people by showing them how you relate and how you respond to your imperfections. And there's been many times where I fell short as a father, as, you know, growing up, and some life changing stuff happened. And all through it, you know, you spoke about leadership. You know, I've come to understand that leadership to me is not about your title. And, you know, when I talk to fathers and coach fathers and my podcast, Fatherhood is Leadership, we talk about leadership not being about your title. So not being dad because you're dad or a father, leadership is about example. It's about how one life can influence another. So how your walk and how your talk is an influence on your children, on your family, on your colleagues, on the people in your business and out here in the community. So some of the things, I mean, growing up was interesting. Growing up, I played college basketball. And when I was a teenager, you know, my family, my father, you know, had a lot of drug addiction, wasn't around. And we saw a lot of things, you know, that was really difficult growing up in New York City. And, you know, I saw a lot of people take one route in the difficult neighborhoods and end up, you know, either dead or in jail. And I had to make a decision. You know, at that point, I said, when I become a father, and this is why I'm so really focused on fatherhood and helping fathers around the country, is that I made a decision at that point, Thomas, and said, when I become a father, you know, I don't want to make the same mistakes my father did. And when our daughter was born, you know, I was there and I was active, but I didn't have a template. I didn't have anybody who was really a role model on how to be a father. So I put in a lot of work and started developing programs. My first jobs, you know, I was working with at-risk youth in New York City. And then I started developing programs actually for first-time fathers. And that was my experience in a nonprofit in New York City. And from there, you know, it grew, and I went out on my own and I became, you know, a pretty successful speaker and coach. I did a TED Talk, and, you know, my TED Talk was the most important question a father can ask himself. And I think it was those adversities, it was growing up in some difficult times and seeing my father suffer from addiction and how it affected the family, that actually, when I look back, were the turning points in my life. They weren't, you know, I could have been a victim of it, or I could have took ownership of my life. And I think that there was an opportunity for me to take it and say, hey, this is a difficult time. I asked for help. You know, I looked at people around me who could help. And because of that, I think I've created something, you know, I've changed the dynamic for my children.
You know, when you're in the midst of a storm like that in your life, it's so hard in that actual moment to have clarity, you know, to have that ability to say, like you said, listen, you know, when I become a father, I want to, you know, I'm going to change. I'm going to make a shift so my kids have more life, have more of a life of abundance. So, you know, for you, was it when you started to make that shift, were there some other influences in your life to help you kind of get you pulled out of that darkness, you know, or was it just like you just felt that it was just something that was innately kind of inside of you, and it was just like a burning desire that you had to make that change?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, because it would be nice to say the story would have a nice bow tie on it if I just said, I made that decision and then I made all the right decisions after that. And to be honest, Thomas, it was kind of continuing to hit my head. Sometimes and making mistakes and learning from my mistakes to get me to a point. It really, I'm a believer that the joy of this thing called life is in the journey. It's not really a destination. So I don't believe that I've ever arrived as a father. But obviously, yes, there was so many people along the way. There was mentors, there was college basketball coaches. And then eventually when I hired my own coach, it really was a life-shifting thing for me, because it took me, I was running programs, I was in a nonprofit, I wanted to do bigger things, I wanted to create change around the world, but I didn't know how. I wasn't really around anybody. And I ran into this guy, and he took an interest in me, and I started working with him, and a little while after that, I created this Prosperous Coaching Practice with some really cool people I work with, from professional sports teams to Fortune 100 companies, and able to speak to you know, people all around the world is a pretty cool thing. So I'm blessed, man. And yes, there were so many people
That's
along
awesome.
The way that was mentors. Yeah.
So, you know, what was that journey for you when, you know, you found yourself stepping on stage, you know, talking at a TED Talk, you know, that preparation, you know, it's there's so much that goes into that, you know, behind the scenes of, like you said, it wasn't just like you woke up one day and somebody calls you to have you come on stage. It was all that inner work that you were doing and you know, building up that practice of, you know, where finally it was this beautiful moment came and it was, you know, it was offered to you to share that story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so if you got a minute, I'll tell you the story. So I was, I think this can help your audience. Sometimes, you know, I work with people and they're at a job that they don't like anymore. Have you ever heard that before? So they're
Absolutely.
Showing up, right? They got to put food on the table. They have a family, but they really aren't. They're just showing up and they're going through the motions. And, you know, I talk a lot when my coach talks about owner victim mentality, and you've heard the victim language when you go to the 9 to 5, the victim language says something like this. Oh, it's only Monday, just trying to get through to Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And what happens is people create a life, right? People create a life where they're just trying to get through to Friday. And that's what happens. And what happens is they've taken the ownership out of their life and become just a victim of their circumstances. And I was showing up. I got this job. I was creating these programs. I had staff under me, and I loved the coaching aspect of supervision. So I was in this nonprofit working with at-risk youth, which I like to call at-hope youth, developing fatherhood programs. All was well. And I got introduced. The vice president came to me and said, Devin, you know, your programs are doing well. We'd like to put you in this other position. And this other position, Thomas, was more money and a better title. But I got into this other position, and about a month in, I was miserable, right? I was showing up. It was a toxic environment. I'm big into leadership. I thought I could change it, but just people were entrenched in this kind of toxic, negative relationship that were going on at work. And I'm big on leadership development. I was registered for leadership courses, and I ran into this guy who was doing a training. And he came, and 5 minutes in the hallway, he looked at me and he said, you know, in a lunch break, he said, Devin, there's something about you I really like. And, you know, Thomas, I was like, yeah, that's what they all say, you know, joking. and he said, no, really. He said, let's stay in touch. And then I'm like, yeah, really? That's what they all say. Let's stay in touch. And so he sends me an email and he says, hey, and he sends me a book that he wrote and things like that. And it was pretty cool. And about 3 weeks later, he sends me an email and says, I want you to come to this place called OJAI, California. It was spelled OJAI. And I said, and right then I was living in the scarcity mindset. He had said this leadership workshop is this amount of money. It's this 3 weeks away. And I was in the scarcity mindset of like, I don't have it right now. This is short notice. But I woke up the next day, Thomas, and I said, you know, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to always get what I always got. Like, I don't want to show if I, 5 years from now, I don't want to regret not going to this thing. So I sign up. And I call down, I look at the email, it says, come to OJAI, California. So I call down to get a hotel. And I call this place and I say, hey, this is Devin. I'm from New York. This is my first place in OJ, California. And the lady starts laughing at me like you. And she says, hey, Devin, you know, OJ is that guy we don't talk about. This is called Ojai. She said, this is Ojai. So I said, oh, okay, my bad. So she said, I go to Ojai. And listen, Thomas, I spent 3 days there, and it was the first time in a long time that I realized I had given myself the gift of my own attention. And within that, I realized I started creating this work plan and saying, you know, within by the end of this year, I want to create this coaching practice, and I want to do talks. I want to do TED Talks and things like that. And within 6 months, man, I had built my business up. And, you know, within 9 months, you know, by the end of the year, it's been pretty prosperous. It had been pretty prosperous. And I built this bridge between the job that I had and then this new practice. And when I was ready to leave the job, what was amazing was as I was leaving, they said, hey, we'd like you to come back and do trainings for us. We'd like to hire you as a consultant. So I got all my dreams. I was able to come back. And it was only because, like, somebody believed in me. I was able to get, you know, I'm a big believer that you're going to be the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So I really wasn't around people who were out there speaking, who was out there coaching. And it was through my experience and my background, I think it set me up pretty nicely for the transition. So that's my story.
Wow. That is, man, like, guys, we could turn off the show right now. Like, and just rewind and listen to those last few minutes, Devin. Like, that's life. Like, it's taking those shots, you know, taking those chances and giving yourself that gift. I love that you said that you gave yourself that gift of presence, attention to be at this summit. And it literally changed your life and for forever. And it's all in those doors. Like, there's always doors, you know, it's so easy for us to feel that doors are closing, but there's always doors that are open and they're open if we're willing to see them as open, you know? That's wow. What a powerful testament. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So guys, this has been awesome, Devin. Guys, we're at the end of today's episode, but we have Devin coming back on tomorrow as well. And I'm super stoked. Devin, thank you so much. This has been incredible.
All right. Thank you, Thomas. See you guys tomorrow.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.